اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. It is formidable for the great nation of Iran to ensure the implementation and protection of Islamic values in all aspects of life. To safeguard Islam itself is the most important obligations. All great prophets, from His Holiness Adam, peace be upon him, to His Holiness Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, have strived and sacrificed for the protection of the concept of Islam. No deterrent ever stopped them from fulfilling this great obligation. After the prophets, their committed followers and the infallible imams, peace be upon them all, strove for the protection of Islam to the point of sacrificing their holy blood.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. We talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the performance of obligation. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini mentioned that we should not worry that perchance we will be defeated. We should worry lest we failed to perform our duties. Now, in this part of his speech, he is talking about an important factor of the failure, that when someone is facing the failure, does he takes it as a failure or not? And maybe someone is apparently being defeated by enemies, but on the other hand, we see that he was victorious, although he has faced the apparent defeat from the enemies. For example, in the land of Karbala, on the day of Ashur, we see that there was an apparent defeat for Imam Hussein, where every single companion of Imam Hussein was martyred on that day. He gave his children in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself got martyred on the day of Ashura in the land of Karbala. And this was an apparent war.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
When we look at the history, when we look at the incident of Karbala now, we see that throughout the history, everyone talked against Yazid. Everyone praised Imam Hussein. And everyone says that although Imam Hussein got martyred, but he is victorious. He was victorious. And the victory was for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The main point is that Imam Hussein has performed his duties in the land of Karbala. The things that was on his shoulders, the duties which were given to him, he has performed them perfectly. And therefore, even when he had this apparent defeat or everyone got killed in the land of Karbala, he was victorious. And in today's world, Imam Khomeini is also saying that we should not worry that perchance we will be defeated. Why? Because defeat is in hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The failure is when we do not perform our duties. If we have performed our duties properly, the things that are on our shoulders, the burden that we have, if we have performed it perfectly in time, then obviously we should not be worried about the consequences or the results. The results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to perform our duties. He wants the performance of obligation from us, not the results of that, because Allah has the results in His hands. And that is what Imam Khomeini is also referring to.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.